It's Thursday, July 18th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A man was killed in a crash with a log truck near Menominee Wednesday morning. It's the second day of the Barron County Fair. 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he was attacked by a protester in Milwaukee. And a 5K walk run at Birchwood Bluegill Fest benefits the Timber Bay Kids Camp. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. An SUV versus semi-crash southeast of Menominee Wednesday morning has resulted in the death of one man. Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bigg said a 77-year-old man was driving south on 710th Street when he failed to stop at the intersection of 240th Avenue and was struck by an eastbound semi-truck hauling logs. Emergency responders attempted life-saving measures, but the man was pronounced deceased at the scene. The semi-driver was not injured. Names were withheld pending family notification. The crash was under investigation. It's Kids Day at the Barron County Fair. There is no admission fee for kids 15 and younger until 4 p.m. Spectrum Carnival rides are $2 for kids from 1 until 10 p.m. Today's fair entries include dairy, horses, rabbit, goats, and poultry. Events include hog, poultry, beef, and rabbit judging, veggie races, cooking and crowns, and a sanctioned kids pedal pole. Tonight's grandstand entertainment is harness racing. Grandstand tickets are $5. Daily fair entry fee is $6 for adults. Find the schedule and more ticket information at BarronCountyFair.com. A Wisconsin congressman accuses a protester of assaulting him while attending the Republican National Convention. Ted Aylin tells us more.
3rd District Representative Derek Van Orden said in a post on X that a member of the anti-war protest group Code Pink attacked him outside Milwaukee's Pfister Hotel. Code Pink countered with a post saying an organizer was, quote, unjustly arrested at the RNC after a congressman shoved past her, end quote. Milwaukee police report that a 24-year-old woman battered an unidentified victim outside of the hotel late Tuesday morning. The woman was taken into custody while police say the victim suffered minor injuries. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office will review charges. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's governor and attorney general join in an ongoing abortion lawsuit. Sean Maloney has a story.
In a motion filed Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Colm seek to join the suit filed by Planned Parenthood against Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky. The suit argues that a near-total state abortion ban, which Ermansky seeks to enforce, is unconstitutional. A statement from Evers' office notes that the Democratic governor has promised to support abortion access ever since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Evers administration is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to intervene in the suit. Evers and Call want the court to confirm that an 1800s-era state statute is unenforceable and that the Wisconsin Constitution establishes a right of bodily autonomy, including in cases of abortion. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Timber Bay has their 5K run, walk, and kids fun run at the Birchwood Bluegill Festival this weekend. AJ Hockery tells us more.
Registration runs from 6:45 until 8 a.m. on Saturday morning at the Birchwood School parking lot. The fun run begins at 8:15 a.m. with the run walk start time at 8:30. All proceeds from the event go to Timber Bay, a nonprofit helping community youth. Timber Bay Birchwood Area Director Charity Knopf discusses what services the group provides for kids.
We meet with kids in our community and we mentor them through the week. And then we own a camp in Onamia, Minnesota. And we bring kids up to that camp throughout the year to be able to kind of get away from the distractions of life, from devices and anything they're struggling with at school or at home, and just have some peace and quiet.
The cost of registration is $20 per person or $5 for the half mile, with a max of $50 per family. More information can be found at birchwoodwy.com. I'm Amy Hockery.
And that's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.